Okay, it's getting towards a fairly critical, but also, I think, emotional time for our Year 6 pupils here at St. Peter's in Walworth, because we've just entered the final summer term, which must mean, sadly, we have to say goodbye to our stars in Year 6 come the end of the term. But with that in mind, we're already planning about how we can arrange our farewells. So I've got a couple of friends here in Year 6, so your names, please, madam?
Rhoda. Daniel.
We have Rhoda and we have Daniel. And we've been working in our first week back in our RE work on writing some prayers. So Rhoda, what is your idea, please? How do these prayers fit into the idea of you leaving in a few months' time?
Well, the theme for it is community. So we have to write a prayer based on the school community, like our friends and like everyone that makes up the school community.
Yeah, that's fine. And Danny, so the kind of end purpose, these prayers that you're writing, when are they going to be read out, hopefully?
Probably at the leaving service.
And where does the leaving service take place, do you know?
It takes place in the church.
Yeah, or at Southwark Cathedral, hoping, which is a fairly grand venue. So we're putting plenty of thought and ideas into these poems. What's been the inspiration for you, Danny, for your poem? What kind of ideas have you been drawing upon, please?
Mostly about how the things I would be leaving behind, like the staff, my friends, and all that.
Yeah, so it's really, as we say, quite emotional stuff, but I think things are quite happy things as well, worth celebrating. Right, that is the idea. So I think it's time to actually hear these poems. So Rhoda and Danny have very kindly agreed to read these out. And this is work which has just been started today, so it's very much still taking place, but we think they're really worth sharing. So Rhoda, please, your leaving poem.
Dear Lord, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, like us leaving our beloved schools and the end of our journey. Grant us the courage to stay strong through these hard and difficult times, the courage to face our fears about starting secondary as we go into the unknown, and grant us the wisdom to know what is right from wrong, especially in these hard times for young people. We thank you, Lord, for the new starts we're going to experience, and help us to remember our friends and the people at school who helped us through our education through primary school.
Wow, what more can you say? There's some fine ideas in there. I think, pretty much, Rhoda, if you stick by those ideas in your prayer, then the whole secondary school transition is going to be fine for you. It'll be wonderful. Thank you so much. Right, and Daniel, can we hear yours, please?
Dear Lord, thank you for the years we've had at our school. All the fun we've had and everything we've done. Help us to move on and learn and do even more in our new schools. Help us to respect there and gain new friends, but help us to remember our old ones. Lead us in the right path and not in the wrong one. Thank you for the great teachers we've had and how much fun we've had with them. And the cooks, dinner ladies and everyone else that made a good community. Please make a good new journey for us and help us to have an even more fun time in our new schools. Amen.
Wow, so that is just two of the poems here in Year 6 at St. Peter's, and two are going to be selected to be read at Southwark Cathedral. I think we've probably found our two poems. I mean, those are both amazing. Right, so thank you to Rhoda and thank you to Danny for sharing those. And we wish you luck for your final remaining months here at St. Peter's, and of course for the future when you head towards secondary school. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.